Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. And this video is dedicated to Juha-Pekka's question. If I'm not mistaken, he's a Finnish guy. And he left a comment on my last blog post called... What was it called? Share your humiliating English conversation experiences and get advice. And basically, I encouraged you to leave a comment about a particular experience you've had in the past whereby you couldn't speak with someone in English because you all of a sudden you just got stuck in a conversation and just couldn't move on. And Juha-Pekka's experience involves speaking with a South African guy. No matter how many times Juha-Pekka asked him to slow down and repeat the same thing, the guy just kept speaking at the same speed. So basically, the person just didn't realize what the concept of slowing the speech down involved, and he just kept speaking in the same manner, using some slang as well, and Juha-Pekka just struggled to understand. Basically, he just didn't get the conversation at all. So, Juha-Pekka's main question is how you can train your ear so that you can be sure you understand any native English speaker in the world. Any native or foreign English speaker for that matter, right? And right from the get-go, and I actually already explained that in my response, but I just want to touch upon it once more. Basically, right from the get-go, I have to tell you guys, it's just not possible to understand just about any English speaker in the world. It's just impossible, simply because of the sheer number of different accents and ways of pronouncing English words that is out there. There's hundreds and thousands and maybe even tens of thousands of various local dialects and accents and ways people pronounce certain words, and you just can't make sure that you will understand any native English speaker. As a matter of fact, even native speakers don't get each other if they hail from geographic areas where the accents are very distinct. And I've actually noticed it firsthand. I have firsthand experience. Basically, I've witnessed native English speakers having a chat with each other, asking 10 times, what? Just because they don't get each other. One guy comes from one area in Ireland, and the other guy comes from a different county. That's how regions are called here in Ireland. I live in Ireland myself, right? And then they just can't understand each other. Needless to say, I've had such experiences myself, and as a matter of fact, I've been having these issues. I don't actually perceive them as issues anymore, because you see, I've shifted the responsibility from me to the other person, right? But if you can call them issues, I've been having them lately and I still have them. And today I actually got a bit rude with that person in question. But bear with me, I'm gonna explain everything to you and I'm gonna tell you the full story. So we have a courier company delivering goods from our warehouse where I work to our customers, right? And every time there's a guy calling up to our place around 5 o'clock or shortly before 5 each evening, and recently there's a new guy having joined the team, and the thing is, his speech is very distinct, right? And I just don't get what he says sometimes, and all he talks about is football, sports basically. That's all he talks about, and that's a common ground between him and my work colleague, because he's into sports as well. But if you know me, guys, you'll know that I'm not much into football. I'm trying to keep fit myself, but I'm not really interested in sports as such, so anything related to that just washes over my ears. I'm basically not interested in that stuff, right? But that's all he talks about. And typically, he walks in and just starts spouting some random phrases in relation to the match the night before or something else. And it's not just his accent in this particular example, it's the contents, actually what he says, that doesn't make much sense to me because it's something completely unrelated to my life and it's totally unrelated to the situation, right? He might walk in and just start saying something and it's actually directed to me and I'm just stood there staring at him. So, the typical approach that so many foreign English speakers adopt is they feel guilty, they feel responsible for it. So basically, they would try their best to try and understand what that person is saying and ask them. And if that is not successful, then they would obviously get very embarrassed and confused. What he's saying, why he's saying that, and how come I don't get it? And this situation is very similar to Hugh Hapeka's problem. Basically, he didn't get the South African guy, and he kept asking what he meant by saying this or that particular thing all over and over again, but they just couldn't get him. And he felt as if that's his issue. And then he makes it his task to make sure that he understands every native English speaker because he feels that's what should happen. You're a foreigner, they're English speakers, and it's your duty to make sure that you understand what they're saying. But nothing could be further from the truth, my friends. I see it in a completely different light. It's up to that person to make sure that I understand what he's talking about. And if he is not bothered to slow down his speech, reduce his very distinct accent somewhat to a manageable level, and also not talk some random stuff to me that I have no interest in, right? If he can't do that, then it's not my responsibility even to get him, and I'm actually entitled to simply ignore him. It's a bit rude, but it's an option, and that's my solution basically to the problem. If you don't understand that person, you just tell them, "Sorry, but I haven't got a clue what you're talking about." It might sound a bit offensive because the inferred means the underlying message, right? It kind of goes without saying that you don't really care what he's saying. I don't know what you're talking about, as if that person doesn't mean anything to you. But come on, just think about it. If he is not bothered to accommodate for your comprehension ability, right, for you as a person, then why should you go out of your way completely and dedicate years of your life to learn all various accents of English and learn to understand them and all that? Just because that person isn't bothered to accommodate for you, it's a two-way process. Conversation is a two-way process. And if that person can't accommodate for you, you are actually in the right to completely ignore them. Just tell them, "Sorry, but I don't get what you're saying. I'm sorry about that, but I just don't understand what you're saying." And basically, the fine difference between getting totally embarrassed and being very confident is just this one sentence. Just tell them, "Sorry, but I just don't understand what you're saying." And that's all. And just make it sound really, really confident. Don't be like this. I'm sorry, I don't really know what you're saying, because your facial features and your hand gestures and basically your body language is going to convey the message that you're feeling guilty about the situation. But you have to carry yourself like this. "Sorry, but I just don't get you. I just don't understand what you're saying." And that's all. And all of a sudden, the responsibility is transferred onto the other person. And it's totally up to him to leave or to carry on the conversation. Let him do what he wants. Let them choose. the course of action they take. You don't have to take the responsibility on your shoulders. So basically the solution is be a bit rude even. Just force yourself to be confident, even for that split second, while saying the sentence, sorry, I just don't get what you're saying. Sorry, I don't understand you. And that's it. That's simple. Next thing, I don't want to make this video very long so that you guys don't get really bored watching it, but there were a few more questions that Juha Pekka asked, and I want to address them as well. I'd also want to ask, what's the best way to deal with situations when you don't understand something at all? Actually, I answered this question already. Basically, just be honest. Totally honest. Total honesty always pays. That's what I strongly believe in. Basically, tell them, sorry, I just don't understand. You're speaking too fast, and I struggle to understand your accent. And that's it. You have to be completely honest with that person. How can one prevent English blackouts when you suddenly lose your ability to speak at all? Okay, this is a bit different issue. So basically, you're getting stuck in a conversation and you just all of a sudden you can't say anything. How to prevent these blackouts? You have to automate your speech. Speech automation is the answer. And that's what the English Harmony system is based upon. You imprint speech patterns into your mind by way of repetition and memorization, and then certain phrases, sentences, words will come out of your mouth without much thinking. And obviously, I'm not gonna just try and hard sell my product to you. You can achieve the same effect even without using my system by way of spoken English practice, whereby you learn certain phrases, repeat them all over and over again, and then do some spoken English self-practice, whereby you imagine yourself in various situations and just use those phrases. Learn your phrase. A typical phrase that would come in handy when you get stuck is something like, oh, hold on, I'm not really sure how to put this, or something like that, you know? Or say you're just getting too carried away with conversation, then all of a sudden you're getting too overwhelmed and all these thoughts are just swarming in your mind and you just it's just too much for your brain, your mouth to handle, and then you can just use that phrase, oh, hold on, I'm sorry about that, I just got a bit overwhelmed. Even this is a valid phrase in its own right. I'm sorry, I just got a bit overwhelmed. Let me tell you the whole thing from the beginning, or something like that. Again, be honest. Tell them up front, listen, I'm struggling a bit here. Another good phrase. I'm sorry, I'm struggling a bit here to put my thoughts into words. And then resort to various fluency management techniques, slow your speech down, use simple sentences, 2-3 word sentences, to convey the message. Use simple vocabulary, don't try and sound very smart because it's going to backfire on you. Obviously, it's going to have a very detrimental effect on your fluency. And that's about it. You have to learn a bunch of phrases that will be applicable onto those situations. That's the answer. And obviously, constant spoken English practice over a long period of time, that's the answer, that's the ideal situation to be in, and then you just won't have those blackouts once you've developed your fluency to a high level, right? But for the time being, you can start off by learning loads of phrases. Then whenever you have that blackout, you just basically have a few phrases ready for such a situation. And yeah, that's about it. Hesitation filler phrases. This is the article you should read, actually. Read this one, look into it, and learn those phrases mentioned in that article. That'd be a good start, right? And then the last question is, how can I stop feeling guilty about such situations in the future? Well, I kind of answered that question already. How you can stop feeling guilty? By just forcing yourself to be confident, being a bit rude, have a bit of swagger, right? And carry yourself, just force yourself to keep your chin up quite literally, right? That's an expression, chin up, meaning you have to raise your, lift your spirits and then cheer yourself up. But keep your chin up, and the whole body language should convey the message that you're completely confident. And tell the other person, I'm sorry, I just don't understand you. Our Englishes are too different. You're coming from a certain area, and I just don't understand your accent or something, you know? Be upfront and honest with that person. And it takes practice, obviously. You're not going to make it happen overnight. There is no magic switch you can turn all of a sudden. You're all the confident guy. It takes practice, but that next time around it happens, just try it. Just kind of embrace the liberation that being a bit smart to the other person is going to avail to you. If normally you're a very shy person and always try to please everyone and be nice to everybody, it's just not possible really in real life to please everyone. Sometimes you just have to be just that little bit rude even, right? So that's how you can overcome your guilt, by forcing yourself to act quite the opposite. Just tell the other person honestly what the situation is, and don't try all you can to understand. And if it doesn't happen, then just you take all the responsibility. It's not your responsibility, it's that of the other person. If they don't accommodate for your comprehension level, then they don't deserve you see, I got stuck for words now myself, right? And a superb solution was just to admit it. I just admit it openly, outright to you. I just said, I got stuck for words. I didn't keep going like that for 10 seconds, because that would be a little bit confusing, right? Anyway, I think you got the message, you have, Pekka, and obviously if you have more questions, you're free to ask, and just about anyone else who has questions to me, you're free to publish them here on YouTube or obviously on my blog if you're watching this video on my blog at englishharmony.com. Thanks for watching, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.